Growing Up on the Farm is a look into local agriculture presented by Codrington Farmers Market and also fueled by Kubota. We're profiling Elise and Matt Swakob.
Tell me a bit about your farm's history and how did it all begin and how's the operation grown and changed over the years?
Oh, well, so I am the seventh generation on the farm. That being said, I farm here with my parents and my husband, and then we also have 9 full-time and part-time employees. We've been farming here on this land since 1845. We started in a 52-cow tie stall, and then since then we've expanded multiple times. In 1996, we built the barn, the freestyle barn that we're in currently, and it was a parallel double eight parlor. And since then, we have made an addition in 2007, so that just allowed for more cows, and then after that we put in an extra 4 stalls on each side, so then we could milk 12 on each side. So it was a double 12 parallel parlor, which then allowed us to milk about 100 cows an hour. Currently we are milking around 275, and we're farming about 1500 acres, and we don't really have any plans right now as to making any more expansions for barns, but we're always looking to buy more land. So
how have you become more involved in the farm, and what's it like working with your parents?
Well, growing up, I had both parents within the industry. My mom, she's farmed here since she was around 25 or so. And then my dad, he farmed for a local farm in Northumberland County. So I was always either here at the farm or at another dairy farm, driving tractors, helping cows, helping feeding calves. So I was on and off farm throughout my whole life. In college though, I went off and I actually pursued dental assisting, and I did that for about 7 years. And then there was a shift in partnership within the business that my mom was at, and that's when I had the opportunity to come back to the farm, and I have been full-time since.
Farming is more than just a job, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
So what are some of the values or lessons that you hope to pass on through the farm?
Oh man, I can always remember one thing that my mom's told me. She's always said that you only get out of life what you put into it. Obviously, long hours being a dairy farm, early mornings can be. Teamwork and leadership, we wouldn't be able to have what we have without the people that we work with and the people that work for us. So we have to be able to manage the team that we have and lead them in the right direction so we're all on the same page. Resilience is one thing. There's a lot of challenges within the dairy industry and farming, and a lot of them are out of your control, between weather and your crops growing, and then disease and your cows being sick and decreasing in production and whatever. But we just have to learn that, hey, these are some issues, but we're going to deal with it and we're just going to bounce back from it. And I think moving forward, and what I would say to my kids is, like, things we have to focus on is some sustainability. The world's changing. Our regulations that we have to live up to some of the challenges that come with sustainability. And a big thing for me is gratitude. You just have to be thankful for what you have. And you get to watch so many beautiful things flourish in front of you that you have done.
Looking ahead, how are you approaching your own succession planning? And what's that look like maybe for your kids?
So because my mom and dad just took over within the last 10 or so years, we are slowly looking into doing some succession right now. It has taken some time for people to find their areas within the farm. I've always been a cowgirl. I've said it all the time. So my mom and I, we are both within the barns a lot, and my husband has taken over crops and stuff with my dad. So once we've all kind of found our areas that we excel in and that we have a passion about, I think that'll make it easier for when we have to do the succession. I do have some other siblings that are involved. My sister, she helps us out quite a bit with the financial and the books and stuff, which we really appreciate. So it's, I guess, everyone just finding their different roles within the operation and yeah, just gathering a team to help us move forward with planning for the next generation taking over. For my kids, I don't expect them to come back to the farm. I would never make them. I was never, as a child, said, this is what you need to be doing. I had open arms and welcoming, and I would have the same for my kids. If they want to come here and join the team and stand side by side with me, then I would love that. But if they don't want to and they want to do something else, I would support them either way. Over the years, we've done lots of expansions, and you have to keep up with the times, because if you don't keep up with the times, then it's harder to succeed. We've found, even with employees, it's hard to find employees to do the jobs that we used to have. So we've just made things easier for us by going automated or using equipment to make things faster. So you really have to keep up to be able to move forward. That's a big one for sure. And that's one thing my dad's always said. You got to stick with the times, or else you'll fall behind.